with Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy. Okay, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the phone now by Dermot Kirwan, spokesperson for Friends of the Elderly. Good morning, Dermot. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Very well. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
You're very welcome, Dermot. It's always a pleasure and important to talk to yourselves at this time of year, I think, because you're very busy.
That's right. This is the time of year when we all our volunteers are out making sure the elderly are well and warm and have companionship. We're putting extra visits in now from now until Christmas. And our phone lines are busier than ever as well. So it's all systems go until the 25th of December.
Yeah, it's hugely important, as you say. I mean, everybody gets caught up in their own world, and everyone gets caught up in the running a million miles an hour at this time of year. And it's important that we remember the elderly people and the people, you know, who might be alone or whatever, and they need a little bit of looking after at this time of year.
Well, that's it. This is the time of year when all our habits are changed. People are on holidays or in and out of town. Everyone is has visitors or is visiting. And that's the time when it's easy to overlook the people in our own community who are confined to their homes, the elderly who are housebound or have mobility problems. And we have a phrase we like to use this time of year, which is, just because the house looks empty doesn't mean she's gone away. So because often over Christmas, you may think because the curtains haven't been drawn, that they may be gone away or staying with relatives. Well, what we're saying is, please make it your business to just check on your elderly this time of year, give them your phone number, and know you're looking out for them. Because if you don't, maybe other people won't either. So don't leave it to others, because they just might be leaving it to you. So,
exactly.
You know, just knock on the door there, remind them who you are, how near you are, and that you're there for them if they need you.
Absolutely. And I mean, at Friends of the Elderly, I mean, it's what you do is you go out and you reach out to people. It's not just a matter of maybe dropping off a food parcel or stuff like that. It's actually going and connecting with these people, building relationships.
Oh, yeah. Throughout the year, our home visitation program, we now have 390 volunteers, and they're calling on 510 elderly people in the greater Dublin area. And that's what we do throughout the year. We have volunteers call on the elderly once or twice a week and keep in touch through telephones. And we also have a very busy city centre community club here. And that's what we do. We do our best to make sure that every elderly person gets at least one call a week from someone who they can call a friend.
Yeah, it's very well highlighted now that we're living longer and so on and so forth, and so, you know, this isn't something that's just for Christmas, as you say. It's a continual process of reaching out to people and making sure they're okay and they're not alone and they are warm and they've enough food and etc.
Well, yes, I think we should all try and, I mean, we all know elderly people in our community. Some of them we know very well. Others we're just on a nodding acquaintance with. Quick hello, how are you? Let's treat them like an extension of our own family, because at the end of the day, you or I will be in that situation.
Absolutely.
If we're lucky to make it that long. And we'll be needing the help of other people. So let's look at the elderly as a group of people apart. They're just part of the aging continuum, and we're all in it together. So let's all look after each other.
Absolutely. You have at Friends of the Elderly, there's a number of different programs that you follow, but just you know, just to kind of give people a little bit of background. I mean, you've been around a long time now.
Yeah, well, the Friends of the Elderly has been in the inner city now for 32 years. And as the elderly have heard about us in the suburbs, we are, you know, we have volunteers now in Kildare, Meath and Wicklow, as well as Dublin County and the postal district of Dublin. And if we had the resources, we'd probably be in other parts of Ireland as well. But it's very labour-intensive setting up groups outside the Dublin area. So for now, those we can't visit, we call regularly on the phone and send them handmade greeting cards made by students on their birthdays at Christmas and Easter and things like that.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, as you become successful and your organisations and people, the word spreads, as you say. And I mean, you could probably, if you had the people and the time and probably the funding, you could probably set up offices in every county in Ireland, I would imagine.
We could, but the insurance implications and rents and everything like that, to make it very... What we do is often we get calls from people who are ringing on behalf of elderly people from all over the country. So what we try and do now is, if it's outside the greater Dublin area, we ring around the local community leaders in that person's townland, parish or city.
Yeah.
And just let them know that there's someone in the middle of their community that is chronically alone and isolated, and often it's those nearest and dearest are the last ones to know, because it's a matter of pride. Mm-hmm. Elderly people don't want to admit to their neighbours or their immediate family that they are so lonely, and sometimes we just manage to prick the conscience or just let them know that, to be aware of someone that is probably a neighbour, and just to jolt them a little bit, and that's all it takes.
Yeah. And because it is a skill in itself sometimes, I'd imagine, because people, they get to they've probably been active all their lives and everything else, and they get to a point where, you know, they can, and sometimes it's difficult for them to maybe accept that they need a little bit of help. So you have to be a little bit clever in how you go about it.
Yeah, well, initially, often we get referrals from social work attached to hospitals, and there would be a scene where a social worker rings us and saying there's a lady going home to Ballyfermot or Crumlin or Howth or Clontarf, anywhere at all, and her neighbours have passed on and she has no immediate neighbours and very few friends, and her family have grown up and gone. And we start with a telephone call, a little telephone call, get to know the lady and get to know her better. We have established communication, then we pop along and see her. And sometimes if we have a volunteer locally, that's fine too. And these friendships can last for years and years. And the volunteer gets a huge amount out of the relationship as well, because a good friendship is a good friendship at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely indeed. So apart from home visits, Dermot, you also do nursing home visits and hospital visits, because again, it's important that, you know, if somebody is elderly or infirm and they end up in a nursing home, they end up in a hospital, you know, they may not see anybody other than a doctor or a nurse for days. So it's important to remember that, you know, that these people need a little bit of human contact too.
That's right. If our elderly friends go into hospital or they're in convalescence or indeed go into a nursing home, the friendship doesn't end there. We continue to visit them. And that's what friendships are all about. A good, warm friendship will endure no matter what happens.
Absolutely, 100%. So, anyway...
Mark, I have to cut this conversation short, I'm afraid, because I'm just on the platform heading into town.
Okay. Listen, Dermot, thanks so much for contacting us. I'll read out all the contact details, and that's those people for people who want
Thank
to get
you,
in touch
Mark.
With you.
You're very good, and a happy Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
And you too, Dermot. Take care. All the best.
Bye-bye.
There you go, folks. As if to absolutely 100% reiterate how busy they are at Friends of the Elderly Dermot there. And he did tell me before he came on, he is up to his eyeballs today. He's at a conference somewhere, he's speaking. And he very kindly took a couple of minutes to come on and talk to us. You know, very important at this time of year. You know, if you do know, if there are elderly people on your block or in your neighbourhood that you know, you're used to seeing them around and you might just say hello to them on the street, just, you know, knock on the door and just make sure they're okay, make sure they're warm enough, they've enough to eat and everything, because it is important that we make sure that we look after these people, and maybe just go in and have a chat with them 10 minutes. It's great. And my important is, well, maybe bring the kids along, because, you know, it's great to have that interaction with them, because adults and people are often busy, and maybe, you know, every once in a while, you know, if you've teenagers or whatever, they might just pop in and maybe cut a bit of grass when it comes to that time of year and everything else. It's just important to remember that these people are part of our communities, and they need to be looked after and taken care of. So anyway, that was a bit rushed at the end there. But as fair play to Dermot for coming on and speaking to us. And, you know, you can get in contact with Friends of the Elderly through their website, and I'll read out all those details. So I actually haven't... of about 10 sheets of paper here, and I haven't got the one that has all the contact details on it, but I will get it before the end of the programme, and I'll read out all those contact details. Okay, now, so we'll crack on with a bit of music. So another Christmas song, methinks this is... Ah, had the great Bing again and White Christmas. This is going out for Alison. She loves a bit of Bing.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry. And may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one.
every night. Yes, you did, yes, you did, yes, you did, yes, you did. I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. I'm living in. You sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Well, you sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm putting it through Al's mic. Yeah, yeah, well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm a joint. Good music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe.
Your alternative across northeast Dublin. 90.3. This is Near FM.
By Sanson, it goes Aldridge and Hutton. 1-0.
Tuesday Night Sport on Near FM. Every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Catch the latest news, views, and analysis at home and abroad. Whether it's the latest from the League of Ireland, Dublin GAA, rugby, cricket, athletics, tennis, or basketball, we will have the local angle on your favourite sports. Join Ed and Neil and the team every Tuesday evening at 6 for Tuesday Night Sport on 90.3 Near FM.
If you like your music with an alternative feel, tune in to The Neon Room here on Near FM. And myself, Dave Rigney, I'll be paying you the very best in rock, funk, jazz, electronica, and a whole lot more. That's The Neon Room, Thursdays at 10 p.m. here on Near FM.
Now that the wet winter has arrived, you need good tyres. Take all the worry away and head on down to Tommy Tucker Tyres and he'll put your mind at ease. New tyres are part worn. He'll sort you out with a new set of treads to help you drive safely during the Christmas period. He also does brake pads, batteries, servicing and the all-important pre-NCT check. Tommy Tucker Tyres. Call 087-770-9917 and tell him you're on your way. He's just off the Kilbarrick Road, beside the Hoat Junction and Dunamead Dart Station. When you've been tuckered, you're tired.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And you're very welcome back to the programme with me, Mark Finnegan, sitting in for Noel McGuinness today. Tuesday. Just there before we went to the break with a couple of tunes, I was talking to Dermot Kirwan, spokesperson for Friends of the Elderly, and he did have to rush off, but he did tell me that he was kind of under pressure. He very kindly took the call while he was just waiting to go on platform and give a speech, or I'm not sure exactly what it was, but he was busy anyway. Just some details of Friends of the Elderly, contact details or whatever, if you want to get in touch with them or have a look or see about the work they do. You can go on their website, which is friendsoftheelderly.ie. Their offices are at 25 Bolton Street there in Dublin. And if you want to give them a call, the number is 01873 1855. That's 01873 1855 if you want to contact Friends of the Elderly. Excuse me. Okay, shortly I'll be talking to Rachel Roy from the Samaritans, and we'll be talking about the work they do and how the Christmas is for them. But in the meantime, I have a little request going out to our very own Debbie McMahon and Paula Wiseman. This is from Vincent. He wanted us to play something for you, so we're going to have this one from Cliff Richard. There you go, that's Cliff Richard with Little Town going out to Debbie and Paula from Vincent. Okay, joining me on the phone now, I have Rachel Wright from the Samaritans. Good morning, Rachel, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mark.
Rachel, thanks for taking time to come on and talk to us this morning. I know you're very busy. Rachel, this time of year especially, but I mean, I know we kind of tend to focus in at Christmas, but I mean, as we're in that period, how busy does it be for you guys in the Samaritans? Do you see an increase in your calls and stuff like that?
Well, we've been seeing an increase in our calls all year, actually, since we've launched a new number that's free to call, 116123. We've seen a huge increase in calls, but Christmas does tend to be a very busy period aside from that. We know it can be a really difficult time for people. Lots of us will be around our family and friends, but there'll be lots of other people who will find this quite a lonely time or a difficult one, or they might be missing someone who was around last year but isn't here anymore. Mm. So it is a busy time for us. We find that Christmas and New Year's Day and New Year's Eve in particular are very busy. We're open like 24/7 all over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
But we would find that New Year's in particular can be a hard time for people.
Yeah, it's kind of a time where people do tend to sit and they kind of reminisce and they look back and stuff like that. And it can get people down. And I suppose probably people who are ordinarily probably just ploughing along with their everyday life and just at this time of year, some people just tend, because especially as you say, when we get towards New Year, people tend to get into that kind of reflective mode, and it can just be sometimes difficult for people who ordinarily might just be getting along with life quite fine, and then all of a sudden just find themselves, you know what, this is difficult.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like, sometimes people have a lot of time to themselves over the Christmas uh-huh. period, or a lot of time to think. So I think it's really important that, you know, anyone who does find it a difficult time, you know, has someone that they can talk to. And for lots of people, that will be a friend or a family member. But there will be some people who won't have anyone to talk to, or who don't feel comfortable talking to someone they know. So that's why it's important to know that Samaritans is there, and that we would give people the space they need to talk or discuss whatever's on their mind, or, you know, whatever is kind yeah. of occupying their thoughts, and they have a bit of downtime.
Yeah, because I don't know whether you find it, but I mean, is there a perception maybe that you know, sometimes people don't pick up the phone to talk to organisations like yourselves because they think, you know, you have to be really sick or really depressed or really whatever. Whereas sometimes just picking up a phone and having a chat with someone, because you're just at the getting into that little bit of a downward spiral, and it can be just the catalyst to lift you back out of it.
Absolutely. I think a lot of the time people think that they have to be, you know, in a really, really bad way to pick up the phone. And a lot of people think that you have to be suicidal to call Samaritans.
Yeah.
Now, we would have a lot of calls from suicidal people, and we're absolutely there for them. But we're also there for anyone who has something on their mind that they want to talk about. What we always say is that if a problem is important enough for you to want to talk to us about it, then it's important for us to listen. And we would much rather that people rang us, you know, when something was maybe, you know, not the biggest problem it could be, and talked and got a bit of support for themselves before it turned into a much bigger worry.
Yeah, because and that's the kind of point it was getting. As I say, the perception would be amongst people that, you know, unless you're really, really, there's no point. But, you know, sometimes just making that call when you're just feeling a little bit low and you just want a little bit of, you know, somebody to, it can stop you spiraling down into that really dark place.
Absolutely, yeah, that's exactly the message we're trying to get out there, that, you know, you don't have to wait until it's really, really bad to pick up the phone.
So you're saying that, you know, it's been busy all year round, and you know, you mentioned there the likes of suicide, and we have had suicide, serious kind of problems with suicide in this country over the last number of years. Have you found with the publicity things like that yet, it's made more people say, you know what, maybe we just, has it increased the amount of people who are contacting you because things like suicide are getting publicised a lot more?
Yeah, I think there is a lot more discussion about suicide and emotional health, which is, you know, a really good thing to see. And I think we are becoming more open as a society about it. I also think, like, we would have seen a huge increase in calls during the recession. And I think people began to talk a little bit more about what was going on with them during that period.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, we're still feeling the effects of that, and a lot of people would still contact us about financial problems and the stress that that brings. But I think, you know, we are definitely talking about things more. I think there's still a long way to go, and we know particularly men and middle-aged men are very reluctant to seek help, and you know, they don't like talking about what's going on. And that's why in Samaritans we really try to reach out to that group and let them know that it's okay not to feel okay, and it's okay to get help if you're going through a difficult time. So we'd be doing a lot of work with organisations like the GAA, really trying to get the message out there, and yeah, just that it's okay to talk.
Yeah. And again, it's important that people do understand that the Samaritans organisation isn't just people sitting at the end of a phone. You do actively go out into the community, into schools, into sports clubs and everything else to kind of talk to people about the issues that you do get over the, and to say that, you know, it's okay to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of work trying to get that message out there, and I do think that is starting to change. But yeah, just to let people know that we're there for them, and you know, that it's, you know, I think people can find it difficult to pick up the phone, and sometimes it might take people a few times before they're able to actually, yeah, speak to someone. But you know, that we're used to that as well, and that you will hear a friendly voice on the end of the phone, and when you are ready to talk, there is someone who's ready to listen.
Yeah. Now, the people that, you know, when you call up and you there's somebody on the end of the phone, are you constantly looking for volunteers? Yeah, or, you know, do you find you have, or is it always a struggle to get more and more people to come in as volunteers to be on those phones?
Well, it's not that it's always a struggle. I mean, you know, we do have a lot of people who are interested in becoming volunteers, mm-hmm, but we are always looking to recruit more volunteers, especially the more and more calls we get. We need people to be able to answer,
yeah,
them. So if anyone is interested in volunteering, the best thing for them to do is to telephone us at 1890 200 091. That's 1890 200 091. And that's not the helpline number, but that's the number for anyone who's interested in finding out about volunteering with us.
Yeah, yeah, because and again, I was just reading through some of your stuff. I mean, like, you've offices now all over in most of the major towns around the country now. So, like, it's not like people need to be contacted Dublin all the time. There's offices all over the country.
Yeah, well, the way it works is there's 12 branches across the country, and we've just opened a new service in Arklow. So, you know, people volunteer at their local branch and they would answer calls and emails. But it all goes through a central number. So if you ring 116123, so I know it sounds like a kind of a strange number, but it's just a free-to-call number, your call could go to any of the branches across the country. And, you know, it's just the next available person will pick up the call. So, so yeah, we would have, you know, the branch in Dublin is the biggest branch in,
yeah,
Ireland. And, you know, they would, you know, have a lot of volunteers and do a lot of great work. But the other branches across the country are all really busy as well.
Believe it or not, actually, when I was contacting your office to try and organise this interview, I must have been that 1890 number at her phone, because a lovely lady answered the phone, and she was in Sligo, and she explained to me, she says, "You're true to Sligo here." So that just kind of proves that there's always somebody going to answer the phone. You might think you're ringing an office and a number in Dublin, but there will be somebody at the end of the phone.
Yeah, and I mean, there will be times when it's busy, and
yeah,
particularly over Christmas, there will be times where, you know, it might be difficult to get through for a little while, but we would just say to people, you know, to just keep ringing and you will get through to someone.
Okay. Rachel, can I ask you as well about, just briefly before I let you go, because I know you're really busy and I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us, about funding. I mean, we've heard recently that the Childline charity is struggling to maintain their services due to lack of funding. Is it more and more difficult now to get the funding and keep everything on track?
Well, we've been very lucky with the funding for our helpline, because the six of the biggest phone companies in Ireland have agreed to make our telephone line free to call for two years.
I see.
So that's been a huge help to us, because it would be a very, very big cost to meet ourselves, and it means that we can concentrate then on, you know, what we do best, which is providing the service. But I think, you know, it is getting more difficult to raise funds. It's really shocking to see that Childline might have to shut its service at night.
Yeah.
And I think it would be, you know, a real tragedy if that was to happen. But luckily, we're not in that position at the moment anyway, and we're able to make sure that the, you know, the helpline can continue.
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, so many charities out there and so many organisations doing vitally important work, and you know, we have come through some tough times, as you say, and you know, just for, you know, for people to remember, even if they're dropping just a euro into a box or something, it all helps.
Absolutely.
Okay, Rachel, before I let you go, I just want to kind of get you to just give us a shout out on those contact numbers again, and maybe the website if anybody's interested in getting in touch or interested in volunteering and the work that the Samaritans do.
Great, yeah. So the helpline number is a free to call number, and that's open 24/7. So that's 116123. There's no area codes or anything that goes in front of it. And then a lot of people also like to email us. Sometimes people find it easier to write down what's going on rather than talk to someone on the phone. So they can email us at joe@samaritans.org. That's samaritans.org.
Yeah.
And then the website is samaritans.ie, and you can find out information about the support we provide there. And then finally, if anyone is interested in volunteering with us, they can give us a call on 1890 200 091. That's 1890 200 091. But the most important number, I think, is the 116123 number. And if people even kind of make a note of it, and it mightn't be today that you need to ring, but just to know that the number is always there if there is something that you need to share.
Absolutely. Rachel, listen, before I let you go, I just wanted, you know, the work that you guys do and other organisations like it is absolutely vital to our community, and especially, you know, in the times we've been in, and you know, kudos and great big thanks to all of the people in the Samaritans for the work you do and the help you give for the community. And we wish you a very happy Christmas, and sure, hopefully we'll talk to you in the new year.
That's great. Thanks a million for having us on.
Happy Christmas, Rachel. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Take care.
Bye-bye. There you go, guys. That's Rachel Roy from the Samaritans just telling us all about the work they do at this time of year. Okay, we'll crack on with another piece of music. What will we have? I think we'll have this one.
The cold wind is blowing and the streets are getting dark. I'm riding smell of pines from Christmas trees. Kids from 1 to 99, dreams come true at Christmas time. Happy smile.
This is 90.3 Near FM.
Welcome to Jazz Profiles, the programme that explores every aspect of jazz, be it the blues, traditional jazz, swing, mainstream, bebop and free jazz, in the company of the very best jazz musicians and singers in the business. Join me, Vincent Flood, every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on Near FM. And remember to keep listening and keep swinging.
When you need a taxi, just call Coast Cabs, 839 8888 or 839 8889. Based in Greendale in Kilbarrick, we cover all the surrounding areas. We go to the airport, into the city, and ferry bookings are covered as well. Our friendly radio base has over 40 drivers to call on to bring you where you need to go. There's no call-out charge. All major credit cards are accepted. 24/7. Just call 839-8888.